Welcome to Inspired Empowered Living Podcast. My name is Kalpana Raghuraman. Let's open the doors to new possibilities for your life and future. Welcome, my friends. Hello, hello. How are you doing today? And as promised, today we're going to explore the essence, if we can call it the essence, of the Choice for Possibilities class that I spoke about in my previous podcast, an Access Consciousness class, an advanced class that we tend to abbreviate by calling it CFP. And I would like to talk about my first experiences. The last time I was speaking about this, I had not yet facilitated all by myself the Choice for Possibilities classes. And by now I have lost, let's say I got my cherry pop by myself. I was in Taiwan, in Taipei, and after that I was in Mumbai. And I would love to share the energy of what that was about for me and what I perceived. But before we dive in, let me take a moment to express my gratitude for each and every one of you who have chosen to embark on this journey with me today. But many of you might have been listening to my lives, my YouTube stuff, my products in my shop. I just want to say thank you for you. Thank you for being interested in not what I'm saying, but interested in actually having more of you, interested in choosing greater. So, on that note, the CFP is definitely not just any class. It's a very unique space, actually, that gets created over the 3 days. And my first solo class was in Taiwan, and the energy was sizzling. It was really special to see people from all walks of life, all different ages, coming together, all with the united desire for change, for transformation, for greater. And that class was live only, so we had only the people in the room. And it was tremendous to see people, in a way, lose their inhibition, because coming to the mic and asking a question can be extremely scary, uncomfortable, shaky. I've had it in my experiences when I followed classes. And for you to allow yourself to say, I don't care that people are going to know the deepest, darkest secrets about me. I don't care that I'm going to tell people stuff about me that many close friends don't even know. I'm going to really expose myself, because hiding whatever I have been hiding is right now less interesting. It is not as interesting as it might have been. It is not as sacred as it might have been in the past. I am preferring change than hiding and keeping secret stuff about myself. And this is a huge moment of vulnerability, of courage, and of beauty, honestly. So having these people in Taiwan, with two people from Japan also there, showing up, asking their questions, really riding the waves of change, was amazing. And after that, I went to Mumbai and I facilitated my second solo class. This one also had an online component, which meant that we had people live in the class and people from all over the world online with us. And we had three people from Indonesia who showed up live, which was amazing and beautiful. And we had people from all over India live with us, and people really from all over the world, from Brazil to India to Europe to Americas with us. And this was very special. And it was really like witnessing this coming together again of people desiring more, knowing that they can choose more and might not know how, yet know they can, which is beautiful and powerful and honestly transformational. What made these experiences, the Taiwan class, the Mumbai class, special for me was the space that got created from the start of the class, the space of vulnerability, the space of kindness, the space of no judgment, the knowing that there is power in possibilities, the knowing that people can choose different than they might have till now, and a reminder that anything is possible if we dare to dream, if we dare to hold ourselves and cherish and nourish ourselves and have our own backs. And so as I step into my role as a fresh CFP facilitator, as I can be called now, I bring with me my own set of eyes to see the world through. I bring my own perspective, my way of facilitating, and together we create these classes. It is never the facilitator, delivering. It is a co-creation, and it is something that should be empowering to all. I am not telling people anything. I am asking questions, and asking questions is at the core of Access Consciousness. The founder of Access Consciousness, Gary Douglas, always asks you, invites you to function from question. It is not about telling people anything. That is an unkindness. It is not about sharing your truth. It is about asking questions and opening up the space for people to have their own awareness, which is something I honestly adore and is increasingly, let's say, evident to me, the power of question and the power of being that space of question instead of the space of answer, which is what this society says we should be functioning from, you know, that starts at school. You have to have the right answer to, well, if you are giving a training, you better know everything. Well, actually, no, I'm not here to know everything. I'm here to show you what you know. And this is very beautiful and very special to Access Consciousness, I would say. And having facilitated all kinds of Access Consciousness classes, from bars class to foundation class to talk to the entities to relationships done different to 3-day body class to being you classes, I mean, all kinds of classes, it's been extremely interesting to perceive and sense the difference of the energy of the CFP class is different than any other Access class. It's a new level of courage. It is a willingness to embrace the unknown, step into something while you know there's more and you might not know what it is. It is a very specific energy. And I'm so, so grateful for every person who has chosen these classes with me till now and who are going to be choosing these classes with me. This willingness to embrace change, it doesn't only transform your own life, like the person who's choosing it. It is actually, you know, causing ripples out to touch the lives of countless others. It is truly a ripple effect because one person chooses something different. This is what Gary Douglas says that I adore, and I've seen this occur. One person changes something by choosing something. So you choosing something different opens up for those who desire that too. So as you choose, you change the world. As you choose, you are contributing to this space to open up for anybody who desires it. And again, anybody who desires it, nobody is forced, you know, nobody is made to. It is all choice, which is a very empowering realization. And so now one of the many things that makes Access Consciousness so special and unique is the fact that the content of classes keeps changing. There is constantly an upgrade in a way. New awarenesses come during classes and they get added to manuals. Some manuals get updated once a year, like the Foundation Manual, which is a class, the Access Consciousness Foundation class, and the founder of Access Consciousness and the co-creator, so Gary Douglas and co-creator Dane here, they have a yearly class to rewrite the manual, and that's then the class that the facilitators will be facilitating. However, the Choice for Possibilities manual literally gets changed whenever it's required. So I facilitated a Choice for Possibilities class middle of March in Taiwan. And just before that, a lot of new information became available. So the founder, Gary Douglas, said, Kalpana, please add that to your class because that's really relevant and very powerful, which I did. 2 weeks later, I got ready for my Mumbai class and the manual had changed. The things that we had spoken about with the new awarenesses had been added to the manual. That's the rate of change. It literally changes after each class, which is something very unique, especially for such a huge company. And it is something very powerful because it allows people who follow these classes follow is not even the right word, who participate in these classes, they are literal co-creators of the future classes, and they are co-creators and contributing to new awarenesses. And so I was so excited to see the speed of change, even at the level of the manuals. And so this energy of change, this willingness to constantly move forward, is one of the things that makes Access Consciousness extremely dynamic, extremely alive. And so as the years have gone by and I have been part of classes as a participant, facilitating classes as a facilitator, with new awarenesses coming up all the time, I've also seen that the speed of change has increased tremendously, and thereby also the speed of actualization. Now, what is actualization? Actualization is the bringing into actuality what you desire. So we can call it creation, but it's actually actualization. It's something that's showing up and like asking for change in your work or a new relationship, ease with your body. Those things are getting actualized at such a speed, which is very amazing and very cool and very exciting. And having that speed of actualization, the speed of change, so accelerated and so dynamic, I'm also seeing that we're able to get to so much in 3 days. The CFP class is a 3-day class. If I look at what we get to in 1 day, it's already like a universe of change. And this might sound over the top. Oh my God, I'm blowing my own, horn? But it's actually something that I've experienced myself as a participant. And it's just something very special that I'm sharing with you. Now, one of the other things with the CFP class is that, you know, there's things that we would like to choose and we see it as an awesome thing, an idea, a dream, kind of an impossibility. And it is actually not impossible. It doesn't actually just have to be an awesome dream or a nice idea. People starting to get that, wow, I can actually change this. This is not only for the lucky ones, or this is not only for those who work like a crazy, which is another topic which I will address shortly. But this real awareness and seeing people get that sparkle in their eyes going, oh, no way, wait a minute. Choice is actually right here. And not only that, it is something that turns me on. It is something that excites me. Because how many of you love change? But then in this world, change is not really, you know, a good thing. It's usually like, oh, he changed. You know, it's a bad thing. It's a little bit of a diss. It's something you must avoid. And choice is something you do because you have to reject something. Choice is something you do otherwise because it's a privilege. Well, choice is a privilege, but more than anything, it is a power. And seeing people getting that, oh my God, this power, not power over others, but basically this potency, this, wow, this choice is actually opening up a new future. Seeing people get that is so special and so fantastic. And it is like working like a domino effect, because you see somebody ask a question and things starting to ripple into the room, into the space, and people getting these aha moments all the time. And this choosing that we talk about a lot is something that we actually do all the time. You know, we choose all the time. What are you wearing today? You chose that. What are you doing right now? Where are you sitting? What are you holding in your hand? Maybe nothing, maybe a banana, maybe a cup of tea. We are choosing all the time, however, we might not have learned to acknowledge it, or we have seen big things as choice, like changing a job, moving to another country, getting married. What if all choices are equally powerful, I would like to say. What if one is not better than the other? What if choice doesn't have to come from rejecting something or making something better or less good? What can you start to acknowledge about the choices you have made that have gotten you where you are right now? And if you go, well, I don't know, I don't really like where I am, so what do you mean? Well, okay, cool. That's good to know. So what can you choose to change that? It's literally embracing the power of choice and owning it and allowing that to be at your beck and call. And once again, acknowledging if we don't make it so significant, it's actually easier to play with it. And kids love change. And we have learned that no, kids don't like change. You have to be stable in your, you know, and what do you call that? Consistent. But kids will be crying and then you show them something else and they totally forget everything about any upset and they're right there at the next moment because they live from moment to moment. Now, that is one of the things that I get as adults. We can still choose to function as. We can be childlike. It doesn't mean we're childish. And how many of you are constantly choosing and asking for change? And perhaps it's one of the things that you have been judged for. Why aren't you happy with what you have? What do you mean you want to change? What do you mean you want to choose more? Why do you even need more? What's wrong with you? What's your problem? Why are you making things so difficult? Those are the things that you might have heard. Many people have. But if you start to acknowledge, holy shit, I kind of totally dig change and choice. It turns me on, as I said before, and it is not wrong. It is actually an amazing potency. It is an amazing tool for creation. It gives me energy. Then, when you can acknowledge it and no longer have to judge it because others judged you for it, you can strengthen yourself with it and you can fly with all that energy that you might have used to stop yourself, to slow yourself down, to avoid change, to limit choices, because it's no longer necessary. I mean, how many of us have learned that change and choice are not something needed, and so we don't need to choose it? It's only when you really need to change, you must change. It's only if you really have to choose, you must choose. What if that's not the case? What if we can actually choose and change whenever it's light and fun, whenever it's expensive, and it doesn't have to be only when things are terrible and awful? And so when we start to acknowledge that we really adore change and choice, and that we have so much creativity within us, we don't need to use that energy anymore to stop ourselves, things start to open up. Things start to become available. We can start to shine. We can start to thrive. And that is the space of choice for possibilities. You don't need to realize, and very poetically, it has started raining and thundering and very noisy. So if you hear any of that, that's maybe the response to this conversation of nature. And I hope it's not disturbing to you. What I do want to add before I end is that some people hear the word change and they get afraid. They're like, oh my God, if I go for these courses, if I would go for a choice for possibilities class, everything will change and I'll have to leave my boyfriend or I'll have to break up with my partner. I'll have to push away my parents. I'll have to lose my friends. Actually, no, you don't have to do any of that. What if change doesn't mean exclusion? What if change doesn't mean distance? What if change and choice actually allows for more intimacy? What if that is what can open up, and what you might have learned as causing separation is actually something that will create intimacy, oneness, a beautiful space? I definitely can say that I got so much closer with my parents, with my friends, and these things are things that we kind of learn that keep us away from choice or from change, because it's a bit of a threat. Now, if you're desiring change, yeah, okay. If you want change, things will have to change. And we try to control what we would like to change. And thereby, we limit what we can change. If you're willing to say, okay, you know what? Let's go with it. Let's see what shows up. And, well, I might get really uncomfortable. And I might get really happy. And I'm going to go for all of it. And that is what CFP is, truly. It is this space that gives you the awareness that choice is right at your fingertips and there is a truly infinite realm of possibilities awaiting you, waiting for you to come and dance. On that note, as thunder is rumbling here in the Netherlands, I say goodbye to you. I hope you enjoyed this conversation, and I look forward to speaking to you real soon. Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening to this episode, and feel free to share it around. You can find more on me on kalpanarugarama.com, and please do subscribe to my podcast. Till next time, my friends.